We want to welcome everybody into God's house this evening. Thank the Lord for each one that's here. Thank the Lord for the day he's given us and the service he blessed us with this morning. Good to be back tonight. And I have scripture on my heart. I've read it recently, but still on my heart, and I want to read it again. It's in 1 John chapter 4, starting at verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Isn't that wonderful? Let's just stand for a moment for prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that you did send your Son to be the Savior of the world. And God, we thank you that we know it because you've given us of your Holy Spirit. And God, we thank you for the joy that it brings to us and the assurance and the peace. God, we pray for this service tonight. Ask your blessings. God, we thank you for those that come this morning. God, we pray tonight that you'd speak to the hearts of those spiritually that have great need. And God, help us to humble our hearts and to worship you in spirit and truth. And God, we will certainly thank you because we ask it in Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir. Brother Taylor.
Page 201. Page 115. Page 86.
pastor.
I owe my wife an apology. We were on the way here, and she asked me if I thought I might have to open up tonight, and I said, I don't think so. It's kind of true. I knew so. But it's good to be here tonight, and I sure enjoyed the day we've had so far. We've had a great Sunday school this morning. We had a great service this morning, and I'm excited to see what God has in store for us tonight. And I appreciate everyone who's come out this way. We had such a great crowd this morning. We had a great crowd for Sunday school, and we've got a great crowd tonight. And I'm just excited to see what God has for us. But we're asking this time for everyone, will please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anybody has an unspoken prayer request tonight. Hands all over the house. Anybody have a spoken prayer request?
In our service, and I thank you for that. Let's just pray tonight, ask him to pray that he speaks powerful of the laws of the tonight.
Absolutely. Remember that. Anybody else? Remember that. Anybody else? Yep. Absolutely. As of right now, we've got a lot of burdens going down with us. I'm excited they're coming, but I'd love to see God move in them. Anything else before we go to the Lord in prayer? If not, we're going to ask Sean Hendrickson to lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Just follow the Lord tonight. Let's pray for him, church.
I won't be up long. I ask you to pray for me. Just got a couple of verses to read. This week, my grandmother passed away, and Friday was the funeral. She came from a Catholic church, and they read this scripture. And their version of the Bible changed the words just a little bit. See, in the Catholic church, let me read this for you. Romans chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin. So the Catholic Church believes that hasn't happened yet. That they go to the funeral and they pray for the one that passes away, that they may be resurrected as Christ was. And I don't have a very long thought, just that I don't know about anyone else. I can't speak for anyone else, but I'm glad that for me, that's already happened. I'm glad that I don't have to worry about when I die. I don't have to worry about being prayed through or anything like that. It's already finished. Christ did the job. Jesus did a work in me that can't be undone. I've already been resurrected with him. I've already died out to sin, and I've already raised up again. I'm thankful that I have assurance beyond the grave.
Thankful for Eric. Thankful for that assurance beyond the grave. That's what it's all about. Cooper and I were talking this week about some people who they believe that you don't really know if you're saved or not until you die and you see where you go. And I thought, man, what a terrible way to live. That just sounds absolutely miserable, to be worried about where you're going the rest of your life. You can find out with absolute certainty here right now before you ever die at all. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate the assurance. Anybody else have anything? Just follow the Lord tonight. I feel like saying this while you guys are thinking about it. I just feel like saying how thankful I am for my church. We were driving home last night from Jackson's birthday party, and Hudson got in the truck, and he'd been asking me for the last couple of weeks if I could get Glory, Glory, Glory to play over the truck. He really likes that. So I finally found a copy of it, and I got to play it last night, and God just let me be quiet and listen to my six-year-old boy sing Glory, Glory, Glory. And really blessed my heart to get to hear Hudson sing it. And I've said this before, he don't know what he's singing about right now, but Lord willing, one day he'll find out about it, and he'll know exactly what he's singing about. But that comes from the help of the church. Good Sunday school teachers, good youth group leaders who've been a good influence on him. And I'm thankful I can take my children to a place of people that'll help me raise them right. You can't get that everywhere, but you can get it at Lyman Missionary Baptist Church, and I'm thankful for that. Anybody else got anything before we turn it over to our pastor? If not, Brother Terry.
Amen. Thank the Lord for being here tonight. I'm like Brother Jeremy. Thank the Lord for the whole day that God's given us, and good to be here tonight and feel what we feel again already. Good to see everybody that's here tonight. And let me ask again. He asked and gave time, but just in case somebody's got a song that's really stirred your heart, you need to come sing. We know we need to do everything God wants us to. And if God's give you a song to sing or a testimony, you can even do that. Whatever God gives you, do that. And then pretty soon we're going to look to these preachers here and see what they've got on their heart. Be praying. All right. Nobody got a song or testimony. We look to you preachers. And one of you fellows, come on. Yep. Any of you. All right. You're sure welcome. Pray for Levi. Bless you, buddy. Love you, buddy.
We say it's good to be back in the Lord's house tonight. Thankful for what we can feel in our heart this evening. And thankful. I said this a while back, Terry, but I'm thankful we got a place to go. And y'all just pray. I don't know if I'll preach or not, but I just been reading a little scripture over here. And I'll read a couple places. And y'all just pray. In the fifth chapter of Acts, and I'll be reading in the, I believe it might be the second chapter of 2 Peter. But y'all just pray. And let me find my place here. Peter and the disciples had been thrown in prison, and they'd got out, and while they'd preached Jesus, and these fellers, they didn't like it, and they was deciding what to do with them. And y'all just pray. I'll start in the 34th verse here, or the 33rd, and it said, when they had heard that they were cut to the heart, and they took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put forth the apostles forth a little space, and said unto him, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For as these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all the many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest happily ye be found even to fight against God. And I thought about that, and I'm thankful this thing's still going on, Terry. Why, it ain't got brought to naught like all these things of this world. Why, it'll come in a season why this thing will be the biggest thing, or this thing will be the biggest thing for a little while. But after a while, people forget about it, and it ain't worth nothing no more. But I'm thankful this thing, what we're in, God, while they preached it way back in Terry, and it's still going on today. So y'all just pray, and I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful that what we got, it's real. Waylon Hunter said the other thing. The other day, I heard him say, he said, this thing works. And that's why it ain't got brought to naught, Terry. It's because this thing's still working today. So y'all just pray. And I'll read in the first chapter of 2 Peter. That says in verse 16, it says, we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So he said, Terry, this thing we're in, it ain't no cunningly devised fable. We didn't just make this up one day because we felt like it. It took something real, Terry. Them fellers back there, they heard a voice come out of heaven. And I got to thinking about that, Solly. And one time when I was 8 years old down there at Fusion Chapel, I heard a voice come straight out of heaven, and he called my name one morning and let me know that I could have something in my heart that didn't come from this world. It didn't have to come from down here, but it come from heaven above, Uncle Carl, and that nothing in this world could take it away from me, Jeremy, but it come from him. Today, and I want you to know, if you're hearing lost today, and the Lord's calling you, why, it's real. That's the only thing real in this world. Well, I thought about that woman that had the issue of blood, Ryan. Why, it said she spent everything she had out in this whole world looking at all these doctors to come try to help her. But I want you to know, she said, if I could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She heard about Jesus, and I want you to know it changed her like that. Said it fixed her right up, Terry. And I want you to know that can be you today if you come. So, Terry, that's about all I got. But I'm just so thankful to be here and thankful that we serve a real living God today. So I'll turn it back over to my pastor.
That's good. So I'll stand and get us a song. We serve a real living God. Amen. It's not of this world. It's from a higher country. And I praise God that he's the author of what we've got, and he's the finisher of it. And if you want something real, come to the Lord, get the Lord in your life. And if you want to have a real life, follow him. Listen, I believe this. I believe there are some here today that's lost and needs to get saved. I pray that you come and get saved. I also believe this. I believe we've got some folks here that's been saved. It's not on the track that they need to be. They've gone the wrong direction and not following God. It's important for you to come home tonight. We need everybody. And you're the only one of you that can be you. Nobody else can be you. And you need to come. Whoever it is, whatever your case is, come and honor God. Let God bless you. And you'll leave here a happier person while we sing this song. Please come. I appreciate that preaching. That's God's preaching. I appreciate the gospel. Please come. Come on. Come get in. Come get right. Come obey the Lord. There's folks that's got things that needs fixed. How can I fix it, preacher? Obey the Lord. Come to God. He's the fixer. I can't fix myself. You can't fix yourself. But God's got what it takes to fix whatever's wrong. If you're lost, he can save you. And will. If you come to him when he's calling. And if you've been saved and you get out of fellowship, have you ever been there, preacher? Oh, yeah. More than once I've been out of fellowship with God. It was miserable and sad, lonely. And the devil said, you might as well just forget it. You just can't ever get back right. The devil lied. When I came and I repented, God forgave me. He restored the joy to me once again. That's like the psalmist said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Would you come right now? Come on. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Please come. Somebody needs to come. Your choice. You have a choice. Choose ye this day whom you'll serve. Are you going to follow God? Or are you going to follow the world? There's no middle ground. You either say yes to God or no to God. What are you saying to God tonight? Please come. Amen. Pause for just a minute. We want another song then. Somebody's got something they need to get fixed tonight. I can feel that. I've got that burdened heart. There's no place in life that you can just stand idly by and say things don't matter. I've talked to people before and said, well, I'm just not going to really make a choice right now. I'm just not going to really make a move right now. I'm just kind of standing still. Well, that might be something the devil wants you to think. But when God speaks to you, when God calls to your heart, you do answer. You do make a choice. It's yes or no. And I've talked to folks, and maybe I felt this way myself, but it's not right. I've talked to folks that said, well, I might need to make a decision, or I might need to make a choice, but I'm just not going to do it right now. Well, if God's speaking to your heart, you are doing it right now. Saying not right now is saying no to God. So, listen, what is your life going to tell your children? What is your life going to tell your relatives? What is your life going to tell your friends? Our life is a testimony. We speak something by how we live and what we do. And the attitude of our heart. I'm going to tell you today, I appreciate this message. I really do. Is what's in your life, is it heaven sent? Is it something you can depend on? You can put your trust in and you know it's going to be all right? And the scripture that I read earlier about he'd give us the Spirit so we can know and we can testify of what we've got. I want you to just pause for just a moment. Think about this deeply. And if you're not where you need to be, I want to recommend if you just feel any little touch of God's presence that you come to the altar and pray. Let's sing another song. Somebody needs to come tonight. Please don't put it off. You can't hold to God with one hand and hold to the world with the other hand. You can't be both sides of this. You've got to choose. You've got to come. Trust the Lord. Please tonight. Well, I believe somebody needs to come. I believe God used that preaching to speak to somebody's heart and to speak to somebody's life. And your move now, your choice is what to do with this. Please come. Obey the Lord. Do you love the world or do you love the Lord? I know there's a part of us that's worldly, we're fleshly. But when we're saved by God's grace, we belong to Him. And we need to keep this man under subjection. What's that mean? Because of the power of God that's within us and what we know, we need to keep ourselves under control and not do the sinful things of the world. Can you do that, preacher? Amen. If you could not do that, there would not be a church. He that's within you is greater than he that's within the world. If you're saved, you've got the power to live for Jesus. If you're not saved, when God calls, you have the opportunity to get saved. Somebody needs to come. Somebody needs to come. It's your move. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Why not tonight? Why not? Why not? There's no good reason. No good reason why not tonight. That's good. Amen. Once again, thank the Lord for the preaching. Thank the Lord for these good songs and God's good spirit and God's calling power. And I went as far as I need to. You got something else you want to say, buddy? Any of you other preachers got something you want to say? You're welcome to. Anybody else got anything you want to say? Or do? All right. Well, this is our business meeting tonight, so we'll ask the song leader to get another song.